This Diamond Insight takes us to Villanova with two sports star Matt Caesar. Matt, you helped the Wildcats win the FCS football championship. Let's start off with that. How's it feel to be a national champion?
I mean, to be honest with you, it's probably the best feeling in the world when it happened, and it's just a reality check now to, you know, actually know that we are the national champions of Division I FCS.
I know it's been still maybe a little bit more than a month. What's the best thing maybe that's happened in that time?
I mean, I'm getting a lot of recognition from everybody on campus, so I mean that's pretty good. Everybody comes up to me and congratulates me. A couple of high schools want me to, you know, give a speech to them at their banquet, so I'm probably gonna end up doing that. And I won some awards I'm going to have to go to, so it's exciting.
Well, speaking of awards, you were both the CAA Offensive and Special Teams Player of the Year. You're listed at wide receiver on the roster, but you play all over the place, including Wildcat quarterback. You run the ball. How would you just kind of describe your role with the football team?
Geez, I know. I guess you could say I'm the versatile guy. You know, I do a little bit of everything, you know, kick off, kick return. And like you said, the Wildcat quarterback and, you know, wide receiver and running the ball, you know, passing the ball. So, I mean, I do a little everything.
Baseball season's going to be here soon. And how much of a break did you actually give yourself after football?
To be honest, I mean, football ended around, I think, the 21st of December. I think we got done, or we got back from Tennessee. And then we started up, not this Monday, but the Monday before, so a week ago. So, all I had was, you know, Christmas break for like 2 or 3 weeks.
You're not just a two-sport guy, football and baseball, and you play the multiple positions with football, but also with baseball. You're all over the place. Catcher and outfielder, do you consider one your primary position?
I think I'm probably just going to stick with the outfield because we actually just got a catcher from JMU, Chris Johnson, who's an awesome player, and they'd like to use my speed in the outfield a lot more than behind the plate because it's more useful in the outfield.
You were drafted by the L.A. Dodgers out of high school. Did you give any serious thought to signing, or was playing football and baseball in college something you really wanted to try?
Yeah, I gave some thought to it, but, you know, the money wasn't there, and I always wanted to come and be able to give football a chance at the next level. So, Villanova was perfect for me.
Were there many other schools that would have given you the chance to try to do both?
You know, to be honest, there weren't any schools that wanted me to do both. Now, I'm from a small town in New Jersey, you know, South Jersey. I'm from Cape May, so... I mean, a lot of people wouldn't really take the ride to, you know, come see the, you know, Cape May guy. So there's actually, like, more professional scouts at my high school baseball games than there were college scouts.
Well, you missed your freshman baseball season at Villanova due to injury, so you're draft eligible after this year. It's essentially your redshirt sophomore season, but you've been there for 3 years now. And I know there's been talk that it might end your football career. There have been other guys who have played minor league ball in the summer and come back for football. Would you want to give that a try?
To be honest, if I got drafted and then I got some good money and I left, I would just want to concentrate on one sport. You know, I've been doing two sports my whole life, and finally be able to excel in one, I would just take the chance.
With football kind of in your rear view mirror then, and maybe that kind of carrot dangling out there in June, is your focus a little more narrow maybe right now comparatively, with baseball than it has been the first couple of years?
Not really. I'm just, taking the season as it comes. I'm still lifting with the football team. I'm still planning on, coming back to play football, but it all depends on my baseball season. Everybody asks me if I'm going to come back for football. I really want to come back, but, if I have a solid baseball season, end up going, maybe top 10 rounds if I'm lucky, then baseball is what it is for me.
You came in right away and you led Villanova in batting last year. What are maybe some of the things that you're focusing on, the finer points that you're working on now?
I'm still focused on hitting. I can always do better, and then more the outfield too, because last year was my first year ever playing the outfield, so I was a little shaky on reading the balls and being able to come up and field and make a good throw to the plate or one of the bases. So I'm going to focus on the outfield probably just as much as I focus on hitting this year. So we'll see what happens.
Well, now, as if your on-field exploits aren't enough, you recently donated some bone marrow to help save a 15-month-old girl with leukemia. How did that whole thing come about?
Coach Talley does an awesome job. He actually started the bone marrow program. He's getting a lot of colleges into it as well. Just to, all you do is like give a cheek swab, and you're in for testing. And you see where it goes from there. I didn't actually do the bone marrow testing yet. It was actually postponed.
Oh, okay.
Just because the girl's actually doing better and she was able to produce her own stem cells. So she's actually going through a bone marrow biopsy, and the nurse is going to let me know how the bone marrow biopsy went in a f- few weeks probably.
Well, that's great news, but there is still a chance that, something could happen. If...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's, I mean, it's more or less like I'm in this this little girl's insurance policy, because if something happens, you know, I'll always be there.
Well, that's good to hear that she's definitely doing better.
Oh, yeah,
than anyway.
It's awesome.
Matt, what's the best thing about being a two-sport college athlete?
Probably I'm always occupied. You know, my grades would probably slip if I didn't have a sport to do. And, you know, being in season, I mean, all year round is definitely helpful for me.
What do you think you're going to miss most when your playing days are done, your college days are done playing two sports?
I don't know. Probably just, you know, being hands-on and, you know, I love lifting and working out and running and getting better. So probably, you know, physical attributes, I'll probably, you know, be a piece of crap sitting on the couch or something. Like,
all right. Word association time before we let you go. I'm going to throw a few things at you, and you just tell me what comes to mind.
Okay.
Let's start with your football coach, Andy Telly.
The mayor. He's like the president of Villanova.
Your baseball coach, Joe Godrey.
He's an awesome guy, you know. He knows everybody too. He's always, you know, trying to make everybody better.
Villanova quarterback Chris Whitney.
He's best friend.
Your home state, New Jersey.
South Jersey comes to mind.
Playing pro ball.
Let me see. I mean, I first thing that comes to mind is money.
All right. And the last one, Matt Caesar.
You know, a blue collar guy that wants to work hard and you know, achieve all of his goals.
All right, Matt Caesar, Villanova two-sport star. Congratulations on a national championship football season, and best of luck this year with the baseball team.
All right, thank you so much.